Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hope you're having a great weekend. Sunday morning here on Long Island. You're plugged into Long Island along the Cox Media Group Long Island Radio Network. This morning, we have Marnissa A. Stone with us. She is the Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity in Nassau County. And she's going to talk about the great organization and the big event that's coming up, the Walkathon Steps for Humanity, which is going to be happening April 29th at Eisenhower Park. We'll talk all about that as well. Marnissa, thanks for coming in this morning and talking all about the organization.
Thank you for having me. It's a wonderful opportunity to be able to be here and to talk about Habitat and what we do in the community.
And it's always lots of fun to come in nice and early like this on the weekend, and I'm sure that you're excited about that. But you're in good spirits. You got a lot of energy this morning, cup of coffee. We've got some water and some refreshments, and we'll have some donuts and other things in a little bit. So let's start from the beginning. Tell us all about, for people that may not know anything about the organization, what is Habitat for Humanity? What do you guys do? And how long have you been working with the organization?
Habitat for Humanity, of course, is an international organization. Everyone's pretty much familiar with Habitat for Humanity International. And they're based in Georgia. And we, Habitat in Nassau County, we're an affiliate, a local affiliate of Habitat International. And the main objective or the main mission of Habitat is to make it possible for everyone to have decent, affordable housing. So what we do is we have projects and activities and events throughout the year where we're able to raise funds. We appeal to corporations and to local organizations, and we solicit contributions from those organizations and through those events to be able to build affordable houses in Nassau County in particular. As we all know, it's it's really a challenge in Nassau County to be able to build an affordable home for any family. So we appeal to those who are of a lower income, and we build those houses with pretty much primarily with volunteer labor. We have contributions that are made by corporations, by grants through Habitat International and through local corporations and national corporations.
Excellent. Now, yeah, take us through the steps there. How do you guys decide where the new homes are going to be built, and what's the process of how somebody who is in need of something like this that is struggling here on Long Island, how would they go about getting involved with going through the process of getting one of these homes built for them and their family?
Okay, good question. Good question this morning. Well, I'll start off by talking about how a family or how a person is selected. And
okay.
We call it the selection process, family selection. What happens is we have many people throughout the county that apply for a Habitat home.
Right.
We receive that application. There's an initial vetting process whereby we look for, of course, the fact that the person has a need for housing, we review how many persons are in that family. Then we look at where is this individual or where is this family when it comes to income. We look at income. We look at the ability to be able to afford a mortgage, of course, at a reduced rate.
Right.
Many of the homes that we are building now range anywhere from $275 to $350. And we know the average family is not able to afford that. So we look at their ability to pay, but most importantly, we look at need.
Right.
We assess the need.
Then for people, when they get into these homes, they're responsible for the expenses that go along with it, or do you guys help them out with that?
Each family, once they've purchased the home, they're responsible for the upkeep
okay.
of the home and making the mortgage payments to a third-party lender.
Right. Okay, excellent. And then you guys, so you guys have. First off, for people that want to check out more information, give out the website and all that good stuff so that people can maybe check out while they're listening this morning.
Yes, you can find us on the web at, of course, www.habitatnassau.org. And that is habitatnassau.org.
Excellent. And you guys are on social media? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, we're on social media. We have a Facebook page. We're also on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Right. Excellent. Now, you guys are, I'd imagine, always in need of volunteers. And are there paid employees that work with the organization? And then there are volunteers that help out as well?
Yes, we do have paid employees. We have three currently on staff. And the other persons that assist in areas of family review and family support services and in construction, those individuals are volunteers. We rely very heavily on volunteers.
Right. And do you think that there's a need? You guys are always in need of people volunteering. Do you have enough? Or are you, can you make the plea? Do you need more people to get involved?
I can say I'll make the plea today. We do need more people involved. We need skilled people. We need people who just love people. We need people who just want to give back to the community.
Right. And this is something that's ongoing. It doesn't really, you guys obviously helping out people in need and getting them the homes, getting them shelter here on Long Island. I'd imagine that it's an ongoing issue in Nassau County. Have you seen the situation get better for people, or has it stayed about the same or gotten worse? What would you say?
I would say it's gotten worse. And I was privileged to read over a statistical report that was put together by an organization here on the island. And as I looked at the historical data and then I begin to look at what we have today in our own experience, I'm finding that the situation is getting worse.
Right. Plugged into Long Island this morning, we're talking with Marnissa Stone. She's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity in Nassau County. You guys probably partner with other organizations, and you probably also have other organizations or sponsors that help you guys out greatly. Talk a little bit about the partnerships that you've been able to form over the last couple of years. You've been with the organization since 2014, right?
Since 2014, okay, yes. Right. Yes. And we have a wonderful relationship with the Bank of America, with J.P. Morgan Chase, with Citibank. GEICO is one of our really strong supporters. And NatGrid, we can't say enough about NatGrid. National Grid has really, really come through over the years. They've really been a true partner in helping us to be able to make housing affordable for many families on Long Island.
Now, a family gets into a house that you guys have provided. Do you guys stay in contact with the family over the years? Do they kind of go their own way? How does that work?
I'll go back and give you a little history of how things began with many of the Habitat affiliates.
Okay.
Many of us held the mortgages. We'd build a home, sell that home to a family, and then we'd hold that note, meaning that that family would pay the affiliate over 30 years monthly for that home.
Right.
And now what we've done is Habitat International has implemented a program whereby we're able to partner with M&T Bank. And M&T Bank, along with a Sunny Mae arrangement through the state agency, that state mortgage agency of New York, we're able to offer a 2% mortgage or 0% interest mortgage to families. So we're able to now service more families. Families are able to maintain the homes because the vetting process allows us to evaluate their ability to be able to maintain that mortgage.
Is a Sunny Mae loan one where folks need to stay in the house or have the mortgage for 10 years before they move? Is that one of the catches with the Sunny Mae? I don't know if that was a Sunny Mae loan, but is there a catch like that?
Yes, it's called a restrictive covenant, and that family is requested to or mandated to stay in that home for at least 10 years.
Right.
And then after that period, the forgiveness starts and they're able to. And then there are other grants and other programs that we apply to on behalf of the family. And then the family is free to search out and seek out other sources of funding that help to offset the cost of the mortgage as well.
Take us through the process a little bit. I don't know if we went into it that much yet. What types of families, what types of people come to Habitat for Humanity looking for help and looking for assistance? And what types of people have you helped over the years?
For us, we really have seen an increase in single family, single parent homes, especially single mothers who have one or two children, in some instances, three children. We've really come into contact over the past year or so with families that are multi-generational. We have older children that are still living at home with parents, or persons with disabilities that are still living with their primary caregivers. So we see a combination of households and household makeups over this past couple of years. So we've seen a strong increase, though, in single parent homes and single parent households. And we're really catering to that particular community because there is such a great need.
Right. Talk a little bit about how you guys partner with the government and how that works.
We partner with the government in one way through Habitat International. Habitat International does receive funding through HUD, which is the federal organization for housing. And we partner with Nassau County, who also is a recipient of HUD funding. And then we partner with other community-based housing programs, and many of them are recipients of HUD funds as well. So HUD funding gets passed down from federal to state to local municipalities, and we do our level best to tap into every resource that we can.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it, right?
Yes, that's the only way to make it happen.
Right. Plugged into Long Island this morning, we're talking with Marnissa Stone, the Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity. Now, you guys are based in Nassau County, but there are natural disasters that strike all over the country throughout the year. Some of the big ones from this past summer were the hurricanes that hit in Houston and down in Florida. Were you guys involved with helping people out down there?
We were not in a position at that time to go down and help out. But what we have experienced through our relationship with AmeriCorps, in the past 2 or 3 years, we've had AmeriCorps volunteers that were there with us in our office working on our sites, but they were very connected to what was going on at Habitat International.
Okay.
So those individuals were activated to go and to service those areas. They went down to Louisiana and to some other areas as well.
Now, I see here you guys also take car donations.
Yes, we do.
Tell
yes,
us a little bit about that program.
Yeah, Cars for Homes. Cars for Homes is a wonderful, wonderful program. It's an opportunity for anyone who would like to support what we do, support our vision. If they have a vehicle that's no longer in use, whether it's running or not running, visit our website, find the link there for Cars for Homes, make that donation. It's coordinated through Habitat International, but we locally, as the local affiliate, we get credited with that donation.
Excellent.
And we've seen a great rise over the last three quarters in the number of cars coming in from Nassau County.
Very nice. And then people get a tax write-off with that too, correct?
Yes, they do.
So
yes,
if you have an old clunker or a jalopy that you want to get rid of, Habitat for Humanity.
Cars for Homes.
That's
the program.
And once again, for people that want to check out more information about Cars for Homes and the organization as a whole, give them the information.
Visit us on the web at habitatnassau.org.
Now, for somebody that's listening this morning that maybe wants to volunteer, how old do you have to be to get involved and volunteer for the organization?
Well, we try our best to open up volunteer opportunities to the youth. We have a lot of children that want to come on site. They're Boy Scouts, they're Girl Scouts, or they're part of a local organization, a local community-based organization. We have opportunities whereby they'll prepare and serve lunch to our volunteers on the construction site.
Very nice.
But typically, we look at persons 18 and over.
Right.
Because of the use of tools.
Right.
We have to be careful. But we do welcome volunteers from all age groups.
Right. Well, I'm in my 30s and I can barely use a screwdriver. So.
Well, come on site. We'll teach you. We'll teach you.
Excellent. So, yeah, you guys are always looking for volunteers. Talk a little bit more about the process of building these homes. Generally, how long does it take from start to finish for a family, let's say somebody that's listening this morning that is going to reach out to you, you know, in need of finding a place to live and is going to meet the criteria and go through the whole process, how long from start to finish would it take generally? I know you can't be specific. Probably every situation is different. But generally, are we looking at a year, 2 years, 6 months, 6 weeks?
We're looking at 2 years only because of the, I would say, we don't have an abundance of homes in, okay, or abundance of land, available land to build in Nassau County.
Right, we're running out of space. It's incredible.
That's it. So because of that, we typically have a 2 year wait for families because of the shortage of land and the number of persons that are applying. We have an overwhelming number of persons that are, or families that are really looking for affordable housing.
I can imagine that there's probably a great demand for this type of thing. And like you said, just not a lot of space. Where is the space designated? Who designates it? Is it through eminent domain or is it government issued property? Where do you guys find the properties to build?
Over the past, I'd say the past 10 years or so, we've been very fortunate. Our partners there at Nassau County, the county has different lots of land that for whatever reason becomes available and it's owned by the county. We have a wonderful partner in the town of Hempstead. The town of Hempstead have over the past 3-4 years, we've actually been able to acquire three different parcels of land in various villages throughout the county. And we're really fortunate that we have this wonderful relationship. And then there are times when a family may have a person who's deceased and their will, in their will, they will bequeath that property to Habitat.
Oh, that's very nice. So
yes.
I could leave my house to Habitat for Humanity and then somebody theoretically could move in there, a family in need.
Yes, yes. And all of those arrangements would be made, with the family or with the deceased or with the, prior to, it's estate planning. So these things get planned out.
Right.
We as a local affiliate will work hand in hand and honor the wishes of that individual. And as we have families that are available and become available, then we'll vet through. And wherever we are on the list, who's ever next in line, they'll be fortunate enough to get that home.
Plugged into Long Island this morning, Marnissa Stone, the executive director for Habitat for Humanity, with us this morning. It's got to be great, very rewarding for you. You've said you've been with the organization since the end of 2014. You must have a lot of great stories, probably a lot of sad stories, but hopefully with happy endings, right?
Yes, with happy endings. I would actually say not sad stories, but sometimes we have challenges.
Challenges, okay.
Yes, I would say challenges, and we work through them. Sometimes they look like we may not make it through, but at the end of the day, with the help of volunteers and real dedicated people and a wonderful board of directors, we're able to get through the situations and the issues as they arise.
Excellent. Of course, with any organization like this, you're always looking for ways to make money, ways to raise awareness, looking for volunteers. We've talked a little bit about that. You guys have a big event coming up. It's going to be on April 29th. It's the Walkathon, Steps for Humanity. It's going to be at Eisenhower Park, 9 a.m. That's Sunday, April 29th. Weather should be great by then. Tell us a little bit about this Walkathon, why it's so important to the organization. And take us through the morning there when people get there and sign up and all the activities that you have going with it. Obviously, the walk is a big part of it.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
Yes. Steps for Humanity is very, very important to our organization. It's a time where we're out in the community, with many supporters. It's not a build day. So we're
no hammers or tools needed on that day. Right?
That's it. Just bring your walking shoes. And bring your credit cards and bring your wallets.
And probably a little water, too.
And a little water, yes. But Steps for Humanity is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us to showcase what we do, be a face in the community for people to know who we are, and to have people from the community, from all areas, join in. This is an opportunity for us to raise funds to really support construction.
Do you do it rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
There you go. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that time of year, by the time we get to the end of April, the weather is, you know, really turning the corner, and we get pretty good weather by then. So that morning, so you can sign up now right on the website?
Yes, you can sign up on the website. We have a dedicated website for that. You can go to http://2/ habitat.kintera.org/steps. I know that's a lot. So visit us on the web and you'll be able to click a link and it'll take you to that landing page where you'll be able to register and get all the information you need about Steps for Humanity.
Excellent. Do people form teams or is it just individuals that come and are they raising money to be part of it? How much does it cost to sign up and what's the criteria?
There's a $20 registration fee.
Okay.
And as long as you can walk or push yourself or however you can move, you're welcome to join the walk. So it's a $20 registration fee. And again, all proceeds go directly to our next upcoming build project.
Excellent. That's Sunday, April 29th, 9 a.m. at Eisenhower Park. Is that the big event you guys do in terms of fundraising throughout the year? Do you have other stuff coming up as we look further ahead into the summer?
This is our major event.
This is the big one.
This is the big one. We pull out all stops and we have face painting for the children. We have clowns. We have a hands-on craft that the children can do for the day.
Cool.
We have music. We have, many officials that are going to come and just share, you know, words of encouragement to us as an organization and to all the volunteers. So it's a real fun day.
And I'd imagine for people that even can't walk or won't be walking that day if they come down, where does everybody meet? Where do you guys start? And how far is the walk? And is it around the entire park or?
The walk is in the picnic area.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the picnic area. The ice rink entrance.
Okay.
Okay. And that's field number one.
Right.
Field number one in the parking area. So we ask, everyone to meet there at 9 a.m. Festivities begin. You get there a little early. That's great.
Right.
And festivities begin at 9, and the walk actually starts at 10.
Excellent. Plugged into Long Island this morning, Marnissa Stone, the Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity, with us. Final few minutes here. Great organization, you guys, building homes. Vision for the future. You are the Executive Director. What would you like to see happen with the organization going forward next 2, 3, 4, 5 years and even further ahead?
I'd like to see the organization build capacity whereby we're able to take advantage of some of the properties that are sitting vacant. It takes money to acquire those properties. And if we're able to build our infrastructure and build our capacity, I'd like to be able to take advantage of those homes that are just sitting idle, that need a little TLC, that need renovation. And then it'll enable us to serve more families per year.
Right. Absolutely. And there's definitely always a need. Unfortunately, there probably always will be a need for people to get into homes like this for themselves and their families. And what you guys are doing is just tremendous work. And the builders and everybody else is so dedicated to this. You're doing the walk-a-thon, which is April 29th. And then I'd imagine all summer you guys are building the homes, especially with the good weather.
Yes. Yes, we are. We're building the homes all summer. This year, we're a little late getting started with the planning because we had some delays because we're getting two properties. We're grateful for that. So we had a few delays, but we'll be kicking off very soon, late spring, with our next building cycle.
Beautiful. Excellent. I just saw and the HUD secretary, Dr. Ben Carson, he just spent like 31 that some high amount of money to redo his office. Did you see that story?
Oh, no, I didn't see that story.
Yeah, so maybe he can throw some more money your guys' way.
I hope so.
I actually like Dr. Ben Carson a lot. He seems like a really nice man, a really good man.
Yes.
And a pretty smart guy, too. Surgery on babies.
Yes.
Brain surgery on babies.
Yes, yes. Real important work.
Yeah.
And
it's incredible. It's got to be interesting to go from doing that kind of work, you know, to be like a medical doctor and have performed, you know, separating twins, which he talked about when he was running, to going into politics and the dirty business of running for president and, you know, just the grind of that kind of a thing. And now he's the HUD secretary. And has that's something, and I don't want to get too deeply into politics, but with each administration, as things change, you've been there since 2014. Does that affect you at all with the politics as it changes, or do funds shift around, or, you know?
I would say yes, but because of Habitat International and Habitat International being such a well-run organization, they've ensured that we as affiliates of Habitat would still, you know, be supported in the same ways.
Right. You guys have a good reputation.
We have a good reputation. Name recognition means a lot.
Right.
So yes, do we feel effects? Yes, because it the economy affects the local donor. It affects the corporations. But
right.
We see now in the latest tax changes in the laws, it's favorable for corporations. So hopefully that'll translate into more dollars
right,
for us.
Right, absolutely.
Yes.
So a good economy, it works all the way around. It trickles down and helps you guys out, and hopefully helps all Americans out, you know, in the long run.
In the long run, yes. So we're grateful for a good, strong base of donors that have been with us for years, and for the corporations that are loyal to supporting us annually.
Right. Excellent. Thank you for coming in this morning. And if you have any other events, you know, later in the year, feel free to come back and talk about all the great work you're doing.
Wonderful. We'll take advantage of that opportunity.
You bet. Thanks for coming in anytime. Marnissa Stone, the Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity, with us this morning, plugged into Long Island. My thanks to her for coming in. And if you want to get more information or get in contact with Marnissa, you go ahead, give out your information. Your home phone number, your cell. No, I'm just kidding. Now, give out the website one more time and where people can contact you directly.
Yes, the website is habitatnassau.org. If you wish to give us a phone call, you're welcome to do that at 516-627-6047.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.